This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ron Ugly is out. Brandon Scott is in. Y'all know B Skeezy. My man T Mill is on the ones and twos behind the glass over there. And we got Cal and Hannah McNair in the building, the owners of the Houston Texans. And I want to first and foremost apologize for my co-host, Ron, the show Ugly.
Yeah, not me.
I mean,
he's avoiding us.
I shouldn't say apologize. I should have for him. He hates that he's missing this opportunity, but Turks and Caicos came calling, you know?
He hates us. That's what I heard you say.
Now, is that what I said? Did I really say that? I've been known to say things, and Tyler.
I thought you said that too. I thought you said it.
Well, he was on here.
We did, and then he took another day.
But now he's also not allowed to hold it against you guys for not being on with him because he had the opportunity and he chose Turks and Caicos.
Twice.
Not once, but twice. Yeah. Twice. I see what you did there.
Hey, we're glad to be here with you.
Yeah. It's our first time ever with B. Scott.
We were just saying that the people don't know how friendly we are because we've never done this in public. So this is a joy.
Right?
And I appreciate it.
Well, it's great to have you guys in the building once again. We were just talking in the break. How cool it was that you guys, now you said a time hop and some kind of flashback, I'm assuming that is on Facebook or TikTok or Instagram or on your phone.
I'm not on any of those things, so no, not those.
But your first time coming in 3 years ago, I didn't realize it'd been that long ago since you guys came in.
It was that long ago.
Time flies.
Three years ago, man. It probably wasn't a ton of fun for y'all back then, but it definitely is now. And we greatly appreciate you guys coming in and talking Texans, baby. It's a good time.
We've always enjoyed coming in. Y'all have always been very fair. Critical. It's fine. Being fair, we appreciated y'all being fair, and we're glad to be here then and glad to be here now.
Always
also
good.
Diplomatic. Every time you're
yeah. Hannah let me know when it wasn't fair. You're wrong. You're wrong.
I text him right away. I'm like, what are you even saying?
I said fair with air quotes.
Oh, yeah. I missed him.
It's good to keep us honest, though, and to have that back and forth. Everybody needs that gut check, right? Like the same way we're trying to hold y'all accountable. It's not bad to be held accountable yourself.
Talk to us a little bit about the 2025 Texans, man. I mean, we are all excited about it. Back-to-back 10-win seasons, back-to-back second round of the playoffs. It went fast. Now, I mean, it went really fast and built this thing the right way and had a lot of success. Where do we go from here, and how do you guys feel about the 2025 Texans?
Dude, we're excited. And by the way, we got a game tomorrow, preseason and all, but
home game,
and our house will be open. Love for the fans to see the new video boards. The new sound system sounds great. Got a new field, putting on a new roof. They really won't notice that, but excited for those changes on the facility. And really the roster, we think we have a really strong roster. We'll see as we go through the season, you know, how we hold up and how we play and how we get better as the season progresses, like we have the last couple of years. So that's what we're looking forward to, and it's all fixing to start. So we're really excited.
So I'm curious, though, like when y'all are at – I watch y'all a little bit, observe y'all at practice. Are y'all anything like us as fans where we have specific things that we fixate on, or like just like an odd fan thing that you're really – whether it's the running backs or like, you know, we talk about the offensive line a lot here on the station. What are some of the things, you know, beyond just the bird's eye view being like the bosses, what are some of the things at practice and at camp leading up to this moment that really kind of draw you guys' attention?
Okay.
I thought we'd go back and forth.
Yeah, okay. I think initially we were I was watching the line, both sides.
Okay, so wait a minute. You were watching the line?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
thoughts?
So when I first started dating Cal, I said, well, what do you, like when you're looking at this and when you say predict what's going to happen and what you think is going to, is if it's a good team or an okay team, what do you look at? And he goes, it starts up front. It starts with the line on both sides. So that's when I started looking at it. And you can see that. I mean, if you have somebody, protection for your quarterback, I mean, you're making plays. So, and if you have a D-line that can put pressure, it just changes the game.
No doubt.
What about, let's go back to, I'm interested from the owner's perspective of this year, there was some change within the staff and going a different direction on the offensive side of the football. Not to get off in the weeds on that in particular schematically, but how does, hey man, we won 10 games in the second round of the playoffs, and hey, we're gonna make some changes here, and we're gonna make some wholesale changes on one side of the football. Are you guys involved in that, or is it just, all right, you got it, go take off and make it happen?
Well, one of the things we believe in the organization is challenging each other. Oh, sorry.
He's talking offline, and it messed Cal up.
Sometimes I help with the production a little bit. T. Mill and I are working together in
He's
concert.
He's listening, Cal. He's listening.
Yes, I'm definitely listening to you, though.
Listen to me.
I'm definitely listening to you, Cal. Multitasking. It's part of the job.
What were we talking about?
The changes in the coaching staff that we've made.
We want to challenge each other and constantly evolve, and we embrace that. And so when they started talking about wanting to make some changes, we said, well, I mean, we want you to think about those things and evolve and constantly get better, and don't have a fear of change. And so Coach really embraced that and made some, I mean, there were big changes, but we were totally on board with him and supported him in those efforts.
One thing I love, Cal, about, and I think obviously you guys are involved in these decisions behind, and good and bad, by the way, I don't care to dig into the weeds and just the negative ones, but the with D'Amico and Nick and D'Amico, it happened before D'Amico got here, but y'all's ability to make decisions with a sense of urgency has been so fun to, not fun to watch because somebody's moving on, but it's been so fun as a fan to watch, okay, that's not going to work, let's move on. Because I think a lot of times it's easy to go, well, let's go one more year, let's go two more years, and then you look up and you're like, what the heck have we done? Where you guys, the sense of urgency that D'Amico and Nick and you guys have made decisions and moved on. Now, they've all worked out in your favor recently. So, but that is just refreshing as a fan, man, to know that you got an ownership group and guys running the team down there that are doing everything they can right here, right now, to get better as a team, man. That's been refreshing.
Well, thank you. And by the way, they're not all going to work. I mean, they're not. But we're going to try to make great decisions and challenge each other and, you know, have good dialogue and talk and debate and all those things and come up with good decisions.
Well, you hire the right head coach and then the ownership gets behind them and gives them that level of confidence, man. That's powerful.
Cal is very patient, but he also knows what he wants.
Yeah.
When he's got his vision and what he wants to do, he's unafraid to make those decisions. Those hard decisions. I mean, you saw back-to-backs, right? Like, those are not easy.
Yeah.
Yep. So... but he knew which direction he wanted, and he was willing to take the heat for it and say it with his chest. And here we are.
They worked out all right.
Yeah.
Those two worked out all right.
Definitely the ones that we're working with now. I'm curious what communication looks like from a leadership standpoint for you guys. Like balance, I'm sure you guys deal with a delicate balance of allowing the people that you hire to do their jobs, but also wanting to have an open line of communication and clear communication from a leadership standpoint. So Like, I don't know how involved you are in the season, or if more of the communication is during the off season, or if there's a flow or balance. Like, how do you guys navigate that? What does communication look like in sort of delivering the expectation and the standard for how you want things to go, for like determining, you know, what the next step is going to be, or if something's not working? How do you guys kind of go about that?
Good question. Well, in training camp, I think y'all saw we were there for all the practices. And so we're available. So if something comes up and needs to be addressed, you know, we're there on the field. We're available. Talk to the coach. Talk to the GM. Then we'll have regularly scheduled meetings with both of them. So we have weekly, regularly scheduled. But outside of that, we see them almost daily. So we're available if something comes up. And there's an ebb and flow in the season where sometimes they need more input from us and sometimes they really don't need a lot of input from us. But we have constant contact, and the door is always open.
Well, let's talk about some of the superstars we got over there, y'all. And another
Lindsay
owner.
Lindsay and Omar?
Well, there's no doubt about that.
Not the obvious ones.
The three superstars in this group are behind the glass, Omar, Foxy, and T-Meal. There's no doubt about that. But the again, another obvious ownership, you know, communication, participation, involvement here. You paid Derek Stingley, right? No brainer. I mean, the guy's the best, one of, if not the best in the league. As fans, we're sitting here looking at the back-to-backs you just mentioned with CJ and Will, and those contracts are fixing to come up and have to get signed off on. For you guys, when it comes to those types of decisions, how involved are you, and what is your process look like there?
It's already started with the two guys coming up.
We stay informed
and we make plans, you know, to be able to handle that. And that's what we want to do. We want to draft really well and then be able to sign these guys to second contracts and keep the team together that way. And Nick's showing that he has an ability to draft really well.
Yeah.
And now, you know, we're going to get him under contract and keep these really good players with the team.
It seems like y'all do a good job of building relationships with these players, too. I mentioned observing y'all at practice. I saw y'all talking to Tank Dell yesterday. It's real good to see him out there. Seems like y'all have got a real, like, affection for some of these players that are, especially some of the homegrown ones, some of the ones that you guys draft, and they work out. The way Tank is and was, obviously the injury has kind of derailed some things, but what is it like for you guys building these relationships with the guys that you draft and are now, you know, the faces of this franchise?
It's an integral part of what and who we are as an organization. You have that. So D'Amico sets a tone with all of the guys, right? We're a family. We work together. We keep each other accountable. But that is throughout the organization. That also starts at the top with going through the business side, going through the football side. You really want to know who's in your building. You want to be able to set the culture. And to me, yes, it starts with D'Amico, and yes, you know, with Mike Thoman, but ultimately it does go all the way to the top and where Cal sets the tone with that. So the culture is very much a part of it. We care about all these guys. I mean, we really do. You get to know them on and off the field. And so
have a lot of respect for all the work they put in and the sweat they lay out on there and the blood they leave out on the field, both in the practices and in the games. It's just something we have a lot of respect for.
Big game tomorrow, y'all. Big game tomorrow. Kickoff at noon. By the way, we got Houston Texans owners Cal and Hannah McNair in the building live on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. But big game tomorrow, 12 o'clock kickoff. What does game day look like from y'all's perspective? Get up in the morning, get your coffee rolling.
Yeah, let us know the routine. How do the McNairs do game day?
Preseason is a little bit less stressful, so I might eat before we go. But during the season, I can't eat. I'm so stressed. Excited stress, right? You're really looking forward to it. And so we wake up, and Cal generally, his starts the night before. He gets pretty quiet, gets into the zone.
What's stressing you out,
sorry,
though?
Am I not talking
about it? I'm curious, though. Like, what's stressing you out? Like, is it just the game, the result, the overall operation? I mean, y'all are in charge of
everything.
Whole thing.
I want everyone to play well. I want the coaches to coach well. Just everyone doing their part. And when you have everyone working together, the games are so fun, especially in front of your home crowd. to hear that stadium erupt and this city erupt, it's so much joy. It brings me so much joy to hear our fans scream. It is so much fun.
Cal, I'm concerned for you if and when we make that run to the Super Bowl.
I'm
concerned for you. We're gonna get another hallway video.
I want a live cam.
No, for
the greater good. I know you don't want it, Hannah, but for the greater good, like if hell, it's AFC Championship game, Hannah live cam. We can navigate it. Doesn't have to be all
back to 2020 on my birthday against the Bears. I became a meme because people thought I was sleeping.
Yeah, I remember that.
What happened was we dropped two end zone passes, and I slumped in my chair. I was so upset.
It was actually passion, and we couldn't, not indifference.
We couldn't tackle.
Yeah,
I mean, it was so frustrating.
She was so mad.
And I just sat back, and I was like, what do we have to do? Yeah. And
I became a meme.
They were comparing me to the Talladega Nights owner's wife, which was pretty funny. That was my favorite meme.
That makes you likable. That's what I'm saying. That moment should have probably been a more likable moment than she's so sleeping at the game. No, she cares. She's invested.
So since that moment, and I'll tell you, my family said they were watching it on TV going, Hannah, move.
Wake up.
And Cal, after that, has reminded me multiple times, you might be on camera right now, Hannah. Sit down.
You are right now, so be careful. Don't fall asleep on us. I know we're boring, but don't fall asleep on us. Cal,
I'll rely on the routine.
Yeah.
You know, laying out the same suit, same tie, same boots, same belt, same shirt, you know, and
that's easy for men to do. You can do all that. We have to change our outfit.
Is that what it is? Is it more convenience or is it superstition? Like, what's the...
It's a lean on a routine.
Okay.
It is. I'm a little bit superstitious.
I'm a lot of superstitious. Just ask Mark Vandermeer and John Harris.
That's the right way to do it, though. I mean, you stay steady with the same thing and let Hannah shine. That's
steady
fair.
Is the word Cal's mom describes him. She describes him steady.
Really? You agree with that, Cal?
I agree with everything my mom says. Yes, absolutely.
Is that a trick question?
You know better, don't you?
No, since you mentioned her, though, obviously going into the Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
That's something that obviously I know has got to be a big moment for y'all's family. And, you know, congratulations to her, all of you, obviously. What does that mean to you? Like, it kind of goes without saying, this is your mother we're talking about. But if you care to articulate, like, what does it mean to honor her at this phase in the organization and kind of just recognizing her in a way that I think is appropriate?
Yeah, I think it was one of the easiest decisions we've ever made, you know, and everybody was on board with it. And she totally deserves it. And she was there with Dad from the very beginning. She helped build the team. They made decisions side by side. And they've just done so much and poured back into Houston was really important to them. And in fact, bringing the team back to Houston was, you know, they wanted to do it for Houston. So so much of what they did is for the love of Houston and giving back to Houston. And she represents and embraces all of that. So it was really an easy decision.
Yeah, this really showcases her contributions, not just to the team, but to the community as well. Yeah.
How much of, and this has probably been asked this before, of you guys' relationship and collective effort is you saw it for so long and now this is just the way you two work?
From them?
From your parents. To the kind of the way you guys operate right now. I don't know. I don't cover any other teams, so I don't know how many other wives or husbands, whoever is not the active owner, are involved as much as you guys are. But it seems like y'all are pretty confident and this is the way to go. And you probably learned that from your folks, huh?
I think there's a lot of wives that are involved, it's not showcased.
Yeah.
Quite as much, but I talk to a lot of the wives and they're heavily involved in different things throughout the organization. So when you look at it, I think most of these husbands do lean on their wives and significant other.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yeah, and more than half of our fans are female. So
yep,
it makes sense to have a female right at the very top of the organization helping make decisions and giving input, and it's been wonderful.
Hannah, what, speaking of that, the female, the owner, your involvement in the community, I've seen some things that now with two little girls, obviously, have a little different meaning and hit me a little bit different than they ever did before. But your involvement
you
in particular.
Two little flag football players.
There, bingo. You know exactly where I'm going.
You're going to be able to save my girls quarterback. Football, yes.
Yeah. Well,
and they don't have to get hit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, right now they're getting hit. They're hitting each other. So maybe they're built to get hit.
But, just interject real quick, too, to that, Clint. Hannah, our guy Ron, the show Hughley, just texted in a minute ago. He wanted me to pass along to you that he is very drunk right now, but he is also a humongous supporter and loves the lady flag football going on.
There you go.
Tell Ron he's not here, so he doesn't get input.
Great response.
He doesn't get mentioned. But I'm
not bitter at all.
You shouldn't
she
be.
She won't remember either.
I just wanted to.
I'll forget this right after this.
Take a second and just get your thoughts on what all you're doing off the field and in that spectrum, that world, arena, if you will. Because, again, it's just one that's caught my eye, and I'm sure there's a lot of folks out there that are dialed in as well.
It's a daily conversation with multiple people in the organization about the growth of the sport, but also how we can impact more. And we really have done a lot throughout the last year and grown it through, you know, Austin, El Paso, which has been a lot of fun. And then for the girls of Austin to go and win the NFL Flag Championship, that really has boosted the program even more. So I get texts from people wanting to come coach in the program and be a part of it, or their daughters want to be part of it. How do we get involved? So the interest has really, really grown, and we're excited for that. And we have plans for different things in the future that, you know, as it goes along, we'll share with the public. But we are really, really excited about where it's going. What? And we have a premiere coming up on the 28th. Where all of the proceeds of that does go back into the community with these programs and supports these programs to provide opportunities for all the young ladies.
I saw, I think it was a commercial, Dernad, during the Texans first game. I noticed it because it was your voice, right? But
yeah, very distinct. Smoked two packs a day. Raspy voice.
You're making Montgomery County proud.
I have never smoked a cigarette in my life, but here we are.
The thought was, like, it said help us get the sport sanctioned. Am I
Texas, yes. We are okay. we really, really need to get it sanctioned in the state of Texas. And we are in so many high schools, and there is so much interest, over 2,000 girls this last spring. And what we really like is to get it UIL sanctioned so that we can provide more opportunities for the girls in the state
and
of Texas.
There's a pathway for them.
There is.
Scholarships and continue on in the sport that they've grown to love.
To be clear, the UIL sanctioned means it can be a high school sport.
Correct. Yes. And then it goes on, leads to scholarships.
Right. Absolutely. Well, I mean, I just think it's a matter of time before that happens. And people like you, obviously, Hannah, I congratulate you, respect you, and admire the heck out of you making that move. But it's something that is just, you guys are going to push it over the goal line at some point, and it's going to hit. Because it's just a matter of time, right? I mean, I think it's, again, if you've got little girls, man, it's wild.
Our daughter plays.
Yes.
So for dads like you who have daughters and you're going, I want to be in sports and football, I mean, you've now got a pathway to do that. And maybe you coach your daughters as they're young. I mean, there's so much involvement.
They're not real coachable right now.
Yeah. But our daughter plays. She's been playing since she was 5, and she loves the sport. And I just got an email from Cecil Shorts today. He's coaching her for this fall, yeah. So we're excited about a great coach. He's a really, really good coach. So we're excited about that. And his 3 daughters, who are Hunter's best friends. So we're excited for another fall.
I didn't want to let y'all get out of here before this, because you mentioned earlier, Cal, about the new video boards and some of the renovations. Just, I am curious from you guys, like, and y'all have got partners in this with the county and the stadium negotiations, all of that. But just as far as like an ideal world for you guys and y'all's facility, like what is the ideal scenario for you guys in going forward in the future? Because this was one of the questions.
Great question.
We did tell
somebody
people,
texting you that?
We did tell people to ask questions, and this is a variation of that question. This is just me asking you guys just straight up. What is the ideal scenario for the McNairs for the future of Texans stadium and facilities?
A win-win-win for everyone involved. Our partners, the rodeo, we want them to win. We want the county to feel like they win, the city to feel like they win. The state, the Texans, we all want to win and have a great world-class experience for the fans that come and use it, not just our fans, but the rodeo and all the different events that are in there, to have a world-class experience where we can have, even the World Cup come in, and we can have maybe Super Bowls come in and do all those things in a world-class manner.
Fair enough.
Cal and I are born and raised here, so there's nothing we love more than to continue to pour back into the community.
Yeah.
There you have it, B. Scott.
Love it.
Wait, is there a fun question, though, that the fans have?
Oh, what are some fun ones?
I've never seen the text line, so I'm not sure what is on
there. Yeah, we don't want to make you slump in your chair like you did at that Bears game 5 years ago.
I
want to
say thank you for helping me on the grill. We were on the griddle.
Yeah.
Cooking about 500 hamburgers.
Yes, sir.
In 100-degree weather.
100-degree. Heat doesn't bother us. It purifies.
Well, you don't know how close to a disaster you really were letting me stand next to you on that grill. I'm as a grown-ass man, I'm embarrassed of my abilities on a grill or a griddle or anything. And I know you.
Don't be embarrassed.
Wait, I don't think Ron has come back to help you with that since the first year. Is that correct?
Y'all didn't give him, Joanna didn't give him a towel. He's still holding
it. She brought a towel up to the studio for him.
Yeah,
when
that
he
was
said
late.
That.
He did, it wasn't hot in here. It was hot out there. He needed it out there, he said. He still holds that against Joanna.
We got cold
If he
towels.
Can hold a grudge like that, yeah, I'll just keep the one against him
that's
going.
That's a grudge-holding dude right there.
I will match his energy.
Yeah. Let him know we got cold towels yesterday delivered.
Hey,
it was awesome. But thank you very much.
You bet, man. Thanks for having me. If you ever are in the radio studio, I'm going to strongly suggest that you stay away from the text line.
Yes.
Oh,
it is not advised.
My screen is blank over here because I get mad and I just completely tune out the radio and I'm over here mad at somebody on a text line. So don't do it.
And I honestly, I have it up.
Do y'all have a bunch of trolls?
I prefer not to have it up.
Yeah.
Now, Hannah, what do you think?
I don't know what kind of.
I prefer to close it right now.
I'm a listener, so.
They're passionate. They're passionate.
I like passion.
I mean, it is just, you say something a little bit off, you get smoked.
Well, I did text John Lopez the other day when they said something. I was like, man, I take offense.
See? So if
they were talking about being around your spouse all the time. And I was like, God literally is around me all the time. So
speaking of, at 4 o'clock, I made a major mistake today with my spouse and my family. She's got enough jewelry. Golly. And I'm not in Cal's tax bracket. So your jeweler ain't, you don't want to mess with me. I'm too cheap.
Flowers also work.
I'm too cheap. or your floors. But hey, we appreciate you guys coming on, and best of luck this year. And let's go get us a Super Bowl, huh?
Yeah. One game at a time, boys. Let's go.
We can't say. Okay, one game. Hey, let's
one
go.
One game at a time.
Oh, come on.
Let's
now.
Go get them.
Y'all been saying. Wait a minute.
Y'all been saying everything with your chest for at least 3 or 4 years now. Come on, man. We're out here trying to go get a Super Bowl.
That falls in the superstitious category.
Yeah, I hear you. And we can't cash that check ourselves. The four of us sitting here anyway. So.
Superstitious. Let's go win that ever important preseason game number two against the Panthers. Huh? Right. What y'all say?
Let's play well. Shall we have a good time?
All right, man. We appreciate you guys. And again, best of luck this upcoming season.
Thank you for having us.
This does count, Hannah. This does count. This counts as a visit. This does count as a visit.
Do you still use that?
Oh, Tyler used it this morning.
Oh, yeah.
This,
at least twice today already before y'all got here.
All right. That's Cal and Hannah McNair, owners of the Houston Texans. And B. Scott, we got to get B. Scott's take on the running back room for the Houston Texans right now. It's a busy place. A lot of legs running around in there. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Does this count as us being on your show?
Hold on, show.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.